It is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because he is the good news.
And a Friday edition of
Not Necessarily the news.
Where we fix breaking news.
Aww. Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
That's why we always advise you to keep the receipt. Hello, Hanksters, as we stream live on our Hank Facebook page. Have fun in the comments section. Live it up. It's a Friday. No rules, man.
Wheels off.
Wheels off. And she's off to do something. As yesterday, Trump fired Homeland Security's Secretary Kristi Noem, or Gnome. We never really decided it fully. I think we all decided it was Gnome. But nonetheless, it's no more after mounting criticism and a couple of days of grilling there on Capitol Hill this week. So Trump yesterday removed her and will, he'll nominate because they have to do confirmations now. Actually, out of Oklahoma, Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. And Mark Wayne is all his first name. It's not like Mark Wayne.
Oh.
Mark Wayne Mullen.
Well, it's middle name day, but that doesn't count.
Yeah, it's like he took all of them right there.
Yeah.
So, nonetheless, Trump said Noem had served us well, has had numerous spectacular results, and was making her a, quote, special envoy for the Shield of the Americas. So she will focus on, quote, the Western Hemisphere, which is narrows it down greatly, right?
I mean, I guess it may be a promotion. It's bigger than just America.
It is large, right?
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a big fence. All right, there you go. Off she goes. She's fired.
So every few weeks, we get these stories from Blake Shelton, from reminding us that he is, yes, still married to Gwen Stefani and wants the world to know this. It is that time again. And not only that, but with the weather getting so crazy in Texas, Oklahoma, and more, he also gets to play with his favorite toys.
Man, I got to show you something. So this year, we decided we're going to do some actual real professional gardening. Me and my wife, her name's Gwen, because spring is almost here, people.
Yeah.
Woo! Well, I rolled out the plastic like a big black cobra. Now I'm tilling up the ground on my orange Kubota.
See?
There you go.
He wishes he had a mini chainsaw. She never bought him one of those.
No.
Kubota, Kubota, Kubota.
Thanks, there you Bob. Go.
Yesterday, it was up there in New York on the Today Show set. Savannah Guthrie made a visit. Now, this was not aired on cameras or anything like that. She just went up there to go see her colleagues, thank them personally for their support. And, I mean, to be honest, maybe remind NBC that, hey, I'm coming back. Because, you know, in this business, man.
Yeah, I mean.
So. But, yeah. Of course, her mother's still missing, and that dates back to February 1st now. But, no, Savannah Guthrie just visited some still shots of her and Hoda together, and then they actually had a group prayer who was led by meteorologist Dylan Dreyer right there. So she says she has every intention, Savannah, of coming back. Obviously, no timeline yet.
So Britney Spears in big trouble once again. This time, popped for a DUI Wednesday night in Southern California, where officers found evidence of her using alcohol and drugs while behind the wheel. Our crack riding team down in Granbury, well, they were on the scene with the 911 operators, and this is what they heard.
From all parts, EDA 2252, eastbound 118 East Yosemite, black sedan, erratic braking, swerving, and driving with no tail lights.
Oh.
Driver is out of the vehicle. We're code 4.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of feelings about this.
You are very protective.
I am protective of Britney Spears because I feel like the whole world saw her unraveling as a very young person. And I just, you know, she was forced into this crazy industry so young. She was declared as an addict when she went down to Eric Clapton's rehab. I mean, that was almost 20 years ago. And meanwhile, her manager seems to agree. Cade Hudson calling it an unfortunate incident that is completely inexcusable. Says she'll be taking the right steps to comply with law enforcement, and hopefully this can be the first in a long overdue change that needs to occur in her life. Still Team Britney. You can do it, girlfriend.
I think this launches a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
I think it launches a comeback.
Kubota, Kubota, Kubota.
I know, And she has $200 million. That could buy a lot of lifts. Come on, girlfriend.
Meanwhile, an update on the Justin Timberlake thing. He's been trying to block. Of course, you know, he had his DWI in 2024 there in Sag Harbor. But Justin Timberlake has been able to temporarily block the release of his body cam, drunk driving arrest, pullover video. And he is fighting to keep it under wraps for good. Probably won't be able to do that because of the Freedom of Information Act. But there you go. Britney Spears, DUI. Maybe her and Timberlake are soulmates after all.
No, bring all it together. Happened on Jessica Biel's birthday, too. Oh, what's going on?
I'm sure she's loving that.
Got a lot of questions. So more proof that women who have these little things called children, but we've got a very good reason for being goofy, because research shows that we actually lose about 5% of our gray matter when we're carrying a child. Even better, it's never truly regained. But don't worry, one of the scientists compares it to pruning a tree. The branches are cut to make it grow more efficiently. As I've said before, if your children stole your brain, you may be entitled to compensation. You're not going to get any of that. They steal all our money.
Couple of recalls to give you a heads up about Kroger and Trader Joe's on this, the Ajinomoto Foods. It's their fried rice, and evidently it has glass shards in it. So if you're wanting to cut the carbs, that's not the way to do it. On the flip side, definitely affecting Texas, Miss Vicky's spicy dill pickled potato chips are being recalled by Frito-Lay.
No.
After they say some 8-ounce bags may contain jalapeno chips instead. So you might end up with jalapeno flavor instead of the dill plate. I just say go with it. Enjoy the ride. You're going to like it. And then, with everything going on in the war in Iran, a cruise ship filled with passengers is stuck there in the Middle East. On the bright side, every night they do get a pretty good fireworks display to see.
Waking up with KBN Heatherly, Hank FM.